We're getting more evidence surrounding the impact that coronavirus and shelter-in-place orders are having on people's mental health. According to a Kaiser Family Foundation poll, nearly one half of adults in the United States say their mental health has been negatively affected due to worry and stress over the virus. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Rachel Garfield, Vice President of the Kaiser Family Foundation and co-director for its program on Medicaid and the uninsured. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
You know, my pleasure.
It sounds so simple. Oh, just stay at home for a month. Don't worry about it. Just stay at home. But that has turned out to be a lot tougher than most people thought, hasn't it?
Yes. You know, there was evidence even before the current situation we're in that there was a loneliness epidemic happening in the U.S. and particular groups were particularly at risk for that. For example, seniors or people living alone. And with the social isolation measures now in place, we're finding evidence that more and more people are reporting that that is causing harm to their mental health.
And Rachel, it's not just the isolation, but add on top of that the fact that so many people have been laid off. People have lost some of their money, or in some cases, much of their money in their retirement plans due to the stock market as well.
Exactly. You know, there's lots of ways that this pandemic is really negatively affecting people's mental health. Obviously, social isolation, like we discussed, but also just anxiety over the economic situation. So many people have lost jobs and income. And in our poll, we found that, you know, not surprisingly, more than half of people who said that they had lost job or income related to the coronavirus epidemic were reporting negative influences on their mental health.
How big of a role is social distancing playing on people who want to reach out for help but really can't at this time?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point to bring up. You know, the current situation that we're in is building on a system that has already been stressed, and there is pretty, you know, high rates of mental illness even before this happened. So I think a lot of people faced access challenges even before this, given that a lot of providers are shut down or facing limited hours, having to switch to telehealth. Many people may be challenged to find the kind of help that they need in the situation that they're in.
Almost out of time, but as we look to the future, and older seniors are expected to end up being in isolation for even longer. They will be the last people to be encouraged to go out into society. What does that say?
Yeah, you know, seniors are a group that I think is already at really high risk for feelings of loneliness and social isolation. And given the high risk they face for illness in coronavirus, they are really at risk. And so anything that people can do to connect with seniors, to reach out to them and just check in on them, I think can, you know, be of some kind of help right now.
Rachel Garfield, thanks for joining us. Ms. Garfield is the Vice President of the Kaiser Family Foundation and co-director for its program on Medicaid and the uninsured.